A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're considering the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, chapter number 13. We're looking at verses 11 and 16. Verse 11 says, "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no wise raise herself up. She could not lift up herself, no matter how hard she tried." Verse 16, Jesus was speaking here, and he said, "So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, think of it, for 18 years be loosed from this bound on the Sabbath?" We have been considering reasons why a man's sheaf may not rise. Why would a man's sheaf not arise, despite the fact that God wants him to arise in life and in destiny? We have considered the inconsistency and immorality of Reuben. We have looked at the cruelty and anger of Simeon and Levi. Yesterday, we saw the complacency of Isaac, satisfaction with the good, which denies him of the best. Today, I want us to consider the activities of the enemies according to the passage that we have read. This woman wanted to lift herself up. She wanted to lift up herself. She struggled to make it in life. She attempted to rise. She attempted to make it. But the Bible says she could in no wise lift up herself. She tried to lift up herself, but she could not. All her efforts failed. Every business she did not work. Maybe you are listening to me and you are like this woman. You have made attempt to rise in life. You have made attempt to climb the ladder of success, of accomplishment, but you have fallen each time you have tried. Each time you have attempted, you have been pulled down. Certain inexplicable forces have pulled you down. You have found yourself back at zero level. You started a business, you were doing well at a point in that business, and suddenly things started going down. Things started nose diving, and that business is no longer there today. Everything is off. You have lost everything, and you are starting all over again. You are like this woman. You have made attempt to lift up yourself, to raise up yourself, and every attempt has failed. And the question is, what is responsible for this? Jesus gave us the answer in verse number 16 of that passage that we have just read. Jesus said, "Should this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, think of it, whom the devil had bound, these 18 years be loosed on a Sabbath day?" So we saw that it was the devil that bound this woman. This woman was bound and bent over by the activities of the devil. The activities of the wicked one, the activities of the enemy, could paralyze a man's destiny and prevent his sheaf from arising. In Matthew chapter number 13 and in verse number 28, Jesus Christ simply responded to his disciples and said, "An enemy has done this." If you are wondering who has sown tares into your wheat, an enemy has done this. If you are wondering, despite your commitment, despite your purity, despite your righteous living, despite your dedication and diligence, despite all that you have put into it, yet things are not working. If you are wondering who is responsible, Jesus is saying, "An enemy has done this." An enemy has done it. Every effort that has met with a brick wall that has ended in failure, an enemy has done this. I believe every season of sowing must be followed by the season of harvest. Every effort must produce result. But when efforts are not producing result, it may be because you are going through your period of development or preparation, which is understandable. But this is not expected to continue forever. Your training, your preparation for greatness, for glory, should be for a while. There must be a day of showing in your life. Luke chapter 1 verse 80, "And the child grew, and he was in the desert till the day of his showing, till the day of his manifestation. Your day of manifestation should come. Every day must not be day of pressure. Days of pleasure must follow days of pressure. Pressure in your academic pursuit, pressure in your business, pressure in everything that you do in ministry. This pressure must be succeeded, must be followed by a period of pleasure, a period of harvest, of fruitfulness, of results, and of testimonies. But when this is not the case, then an enemy is responsible. The activities of the enemy could prevent a man's sheave from arising. And we have seen countless numbers of people who are suffering from the activities of the enemy, for activities of the devil, suffering for what the enemy has done. The enemy had sown tares into their wheat and he has gone his way. The enemy had pulled them down in life, put a weight upon their shoulders, and they are struggling to rise in life, but they are not able to rise. They want to lift themselves up, but they are not able to so do. An enemy had planted infirmity, the spirit of infirmity in their lives. The enemy has done so many crazy things, and these destinies are not rising. This morning, we have a mandate to scatter, to destroy everything the enemy has done. So your sheave may arise. Your sheave will arise. Your sheave must arise in the name of Jesus. All the works of the enemies shall be destroyed. The Bible says, for this cause the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus was manifested so he could destroy all the works of the devil. And I am confident that the works of the devil in your life and in your destiny will be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. And so whatever power or force has been working against your rising, your elevation, your lifting, has been working against your sheave arising, whatever power has been keeping you down, maybe using your own flesh, using yourself against you, or working through another agent, every such power shall be humiliated. They shall be destroyed in the precious name of Jesus. God's counsel for you will stand. The works of the enemies will be totally destroyed, and your sheave will arise. An enemy hath done this. What has the enemy done in your own life? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, part B of verse number 8. So all the works of the devil, everything that represents the work of the devil in your life and in your destiny, shall be totally destroyed today in the precious name of Jesus. Your sheave will arise. Your sheave must arise. And grace to be able to stand upright shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus. You will be able to lift up yourself. Every effort will produce results. You will not be a slave to tribute. You will not be under burdens in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to destroy all the works of the devil. Say, Father, let every work of the devil in my life and destiny be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Pray that prayer for yourself, for your family, for your business, for your career, for your studies, for your ministry. Lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every work of the devil, every work of the enemy in my life and destiny, in my family, in my ministry, in my business, be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you manifested for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Let the works of the devil in my life and in my destiny be totally destroyed. Destroy it in the name of Jesus. Destroy it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray. Say, Father, let everything within me or outside of me that is working against my lifting, working against my elevation, be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray that anything within me or outside of me that is working against my elevation, let it be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the enemies be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the enemies submit through the greatness of your power in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to call on your God and say, Father, let every work of the devil in my life, in my business, in my family, in my flesh, be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, let every work of the devil in my life, in my destiny, be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. I thank you because it is done. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that every activity of the enemy in your life and destiny be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has planted that is working against your rising, working against your lifting, working against your destiny, I command that it be uprooted today in the name of Jesus. Every work of the enemy pressing you down, repressing you in life is totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every activity of the enemy within you or outside of you that is limiting your elevation, preventing your rising, I command such to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not use your flesh against you. He will not use your family against you. He will not use anything around you against you. Whatever the enemy is so planning to use, we ask that such be totally subdued and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The plots of the enemies will fail. Concerning you, his counsel will fail. His purpose will fail. And God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join in the support of Daily Impact with Grace Man. Let us together spread this word to people around us. And so you can support by praying for this program and for me. You can support by forwarding the message and sharing the link with your contacts and with friends around you. You can also support financially. Your financial donations towards this program can be sent to the Senate Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.